Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You can't have a station called The Bone and not have at least one black host. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
I wanna take you down into Silent City, where the sun doesn't shine and the moon isn't pretty. The slow train crawls and the nights and the days are as warm as the smoke and the heat. Yes, it's neon here, 24 hours of the day. You're sure looking pretty when it's hidden on your face.
All right, Cat Named Mo Show back. Oh, harmonica rejoined. You hear it, Jerrica?
I hear it.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
It hadn't happened yet. Here it comes.
I was just trying to make you feel better.
I want to take you right. There you go, right there.
That was a stretch for harmonica there.
Oh, wait a minute. What?
That was a stretch for some harmonica.
Listen. Hold on. I'll get to listen. This is a great harmonic song. So I don't have to play the whole thing and we can get to talking.
If we had that blues guy on.
Here's a harmonica break for you, Spike. All right, is that enough? Now leave me alone. Anyway, the Cat Named Mo Show. I am a Cat Named Mo. Jerrica, my co-host, executive producer, is in. Ben Swig is in as well, as he always is. That's Spike on the mic giving you his nonsensical commentary. I would like to say that I asked Lynn Love to answer the call, and guess what he did? He did.
Yay.
The Lint Rollers music is out on the patio.
They're
inside the
rollers.
Oh, dude, they're great. They're fantastic. A big local band around here. Fresh food, he's got a complimentary dessert bar and a passing sip of French sparkling wine and a stray bottle of champagne.
Okay.
What he's saying is come on out to Love's Artifacts Bar and Grill tonight and have some fun. 60s and up classic music. All the songs you know but never hear. Right there. That's happening. Ooh, there's that harmonica. All of the music you know and never get a chance to hear. So get out there to Love's Artifacts Bar and Grill. It's on the corner of Gandy and McDill, just right beyond the Walgreens there. Fun place. And if you're on the St. Pete side, all of the construction is out of the way. Gennaro's. Ben, you didn't think I'd be able to do all harmonica rejoin music, did you?
No.
No.
Yeah, you sound thrilled.
Yeah.
try and exhibit a modicum of excitement about my harmonica rejoins, would you please?
Yay!
Oh, God.
I had to go out on a weird way. All right, Ben, how can people get money out there without having to spend money on the lottery?
All right, so here's the deal. In a lot of states, actually every state, people leave deposits, they close bank accounts, and other, you know, things that you forget about, whether you overpay a bill and then leave your apartment. And there's a place called, here in Florida, floridatreasurehunt.gov.
Okay.
And it's very simple. You just go in there and it'll ask you for your first name. Or your last name and first name optional, and you press search, and your name will come up if there's an unclaimed
piece of land.
Not land.
Oh,
it's money, and it's, I think in Florida it's anything under $5,000.
I'll take it.
Because anything over $5,000, I think, goes to probate court or something. But California has the same thing, and I got a letter in the mail, there's a lot of lawyers out there, or I don't even know if they're lawyers, but they'll go through and search this database.
But why pay them?
Well, here, that's the thing. So they'll say, well, did you know that you had $1,000 of unclaimed
somewhere? They won't tell you where.
Right. They won't tell you where, and we'll take care of it if you fill this form, and then we'll take 30% of it. So this happened to me a couple months ago, and it was, I think it was $750 or something, and I had no idea until they sent me this letter.
Right.
And then I went through all the steps, because the steps are quite easy to get it. I mean, you have to give them some personal information and stuff like that. But I ended up getting a check in the mail for $750.
But you didn't pay the lawyers, though.
No. I didn't pay the lawyers 30% to fill out a form.
The letter you got was from these lawyer guys, and that prompted you to go to treasurehunt.com?
Yes.
To do it yourself.
Oh, okay. Right. And then I went to California's and put in my last name and a bunch, you know, because I have four brothers, dad.
Right.
You know, brothers all married, so their wives took the last name, and there's pages of unclaimed property.
Of unclaimed property?
Yeah, and California actually tells you how much it is. Florida doesn't, I don't think, on their website tell you how much it is, but yeah, it's like $54 here.
Let me ask you something. A man like you, Mr. Benjamin Swig Helfond.
It all matters. I'll answer your question.
I haven't even asked the question yet,
right,
Ben.
All right.
A man like you, Ben, $750 falls into your hand unexpected. What do you spend that on?
It just goes in the kitty.
What's kidding?
It just goes in the piggy bank, you know. It might be,
but it's foul money, man.
So, but what? I don't set it aside and buy something special. I mean, I'm not gonna go out and say, okay, now I have $750. I'm gonna go spend it. I would just put it in my bank account and then eventually spend it on something.
Well, where's the fun in that?
I don't know.
You gotta save. You gotta be responsible, Mo. You can't just get money and just go blow it.
Well, excuse me. I'm trying to tell Ben how to make money here.
Did you get any?
No. That's what I was gonna say. I'm really sad because I didn't.
Yeah, Jerrica owes money. Look, She found another $20,000 she owes to the student loan company.
I even checked to see if my boyfriend was on there. No money. So we're broke.
The hardest part about going to the website is they have that stupid thing that's the bot to make sure that you're not a bot, that you have to the numbers, and they're all distorted, and trying to figure that out is the hardest part about finding the money.
Yeah.
But okay, now back to you.
Back to me.
Don't you say I'm gonna
enough about me. Let's talk about me.
Take this $750. I'm gonna go to the Hard Rock. I'm gonna I'm gonna put it on one hand of blackjack just to get that rush.
I could, but then me and my addictive behavior, if I lose, I'm going to the ATM pulling out.
No. That's not how, we're not talking about that. We're talking about playing with the $750.
Impossible.
That,
on one hand?
On one
and
hand.
Walking away, win, lose, or draw?
No, if you win, you double it down.
That's the addictive behavior.
You play another. No, it's not the, you take the $750 you came in with, the $750 you won, you put it down on another one-hand round.
That's not a good idea.
Absolutely no. It is.
I mean, look, you could do it, but
it happens.
I guarantee you, knowing me and knowing how I gamble, that if I lose it, I'm going to go pull out the ATM, and that trip's going to cost me a lot more than that found money.
Okay, how about you take the $750?
Yeah.
You call me, you call Beckles up, the three of us go up to the Top Saucer at 2001.
And give you each $225.
Right? Like, this guy's always trying to get something.
One way would be $175.
No. You don't have to give me anything. I'll just watch you make it rain on the horse.
With $750?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It'll rain.
Well, they give me an hour up there?
Because you're not drinking. I'll have the drinks, and then you make it rain.
You're disgusting.
Yeah. You're disgusting. Let me tell you what else you are. Not invited. So your commentary is unwarranted and unwanted. I'm trying to make a party for us over here.
So Ben found $750 and you think, woo, let's go party?
Right? No, we're not partying. Ben is going to party. He's going to make it rain on some strippers. And I'm just going to be there
because I don't want to walk into a strip club alone.
Exactly. Now you're a creep.
Right now I'm a creep.
Now you're a creep.
And he don't drink, so you might want to drink for him.
Do they even sell liquor at those places?
Sure. Hey, oh, absolutely. That's where they make all it. When's the last time you've been into a strip club?
But Mons Venus and the Full Nude places, they don't sell alcohol, do they?
I'm not sure that 2001 is fully nude, but I think you can bring alcohol into the Mons Venus.
I'm gonna go with no.
You mean to tell me somebody there's strip clubs out there that don't sell alcohol?
Yeah,
full nude, you can't. But they have paces
why?
On you.
Why? Just because people can get crazy?
Let me tell you why. Because people are uptight. Yeah. Because the people, the city council's uptight. You ought to be able to look at a pair of bare boobies and have a Jim Beam on the rocks.
So that makes
all right,
sense.
Is this not America, Spike?
This is America.
It's funny. When I first moved to Tampa, and I would tell people that I was moving, and I moved to Tampa in San Francisco, and everybody said, Mons Venus.
Mons Venus.
Mons Venus.
Yeah.
Mons Venus. You got to go to Mons Venus.
I'm a penthouse man myself, but Mons Venus is the premier club as far as nudity.
Internationally.
As far as internationally known. Yes.
And so I had this image in my head of what this place looked like because literally 20 people told me about Mons Venus before I moved here.
It's a very small place.
That's what I'm saying. So when I drove past
Taco
it,
Bell.
That first time I drove past it, I said, there has to be another Mons Venus. I mean, I was expecting the Disney of strip clubs.
Listen, it's not the building.
It's what's inside the building.
Yeah, right. If you go to a strip club worried about what the building looks like, you don't need to be going to a strip club.
That's really crazy to me, though, because I've never been in a strip club before, but I always thought that you can drink in a strip club.
You can drink in strip clubs.
Okay, but what are you saying?
If it's completely nude. Different regions and different cities and different states have their own regulations. I believe that in Tampa proper, if it's all nude, then you are not allowed to sell alcohol. Now, at a Cat Name-O, by the way, it's just been that kind of show, and I know that I've got a lot of people sending me tweets, and I promise at the end of the show I'm going to respond to every one of them. But if you could tweet me out this now, if you know or call 727-579-1025, I believe if it's all nude, but I do believe you can carry alcohol into Mons Venus. Like, in other words, I had a bottle of Jack, I can bring it in, and let me tell you how they make their money.
No, that's not
they
true.
Charge mixer. You for the mi- they charge you for the mixer, the
okay.
cup of ice and the mixer. And that's how it was at one point, if I'm not mistaken.
But that's still stupid. You're still losing out on a lot of money as a company.
You know how much the Mons Venus is making, girl.
But they can make more if they sold liquor.
No, because people wouldn't be. It's asses to elbows in Mons Venus because it's one of the few clubs where all the girls are all nude. They know what they're doing.
They need to remodel and expand.
You wouldn't believe the. And I was talking to a guy who used to manage or be assistant manager there. But one thing strip club owners do is they make the strippers pay for stage.
The performers.
Oh, yeah. They're getting a performance fee.
So,
yeah.
But at Mons, he doesn't do that.
Right.
But what he does do is when they go on stage, they have to put money in the jukebox and pay for the song.
Right.
And it was I forgot the number, but the amount of money that he was making
in the jukebox was out of control. And let me tell you something, Jerrica. Last thing you want to do with a strip club is expand. You don't want to give them hoes too much room to think.
Okay, so
or to escape.
Right.
Yeah, you got to wrangle the hoes.
Yeah.
The hoes have to be wrangled.
And you're going to learn all this
when you become
part of, which is official. I would like to announce.
Please, save the announcement.
We have a big announcement.
Okay, wait, I have a question. So you said that there's a performance here or whatever. So you're saying like barbers or, you know, people that
rent
cut hair,
chairs.
They rent their boots and their chairs. So that's the same thing with strippers?
They're renting the stage, yes. They pay the owner of the strip club. And what are they called? Not consultants, but they're a contractor.
Okay.
They're contracted work, so they're not employees.
I have two people. Johnny Long says, you ain't been able to carry alcohol in the Mons Venus since the 80s. That was the last time I was in the Mons Venus. And AJ in Dunedin said, Pinellas is no nude, all alcohol. Hillsborough is all nude, no liquor. Pasco, full nude, full liquor. So it just depends on, you know, where you are.
Where are we right now?
We're
Hillsborough.
We're Pinellas. No. We're Pinellas.
So the one right here by the racetrack would be behind the liquor store? That's liquor and nudity.
That's on the side. I don't know where Pinellas starts as far as the Gandy Bridge begins. But yeah, I would say we're in Pinellas County. So again, this is what I'm getting. Pinellas is no nude, all alcohol. Hillsborough was all nude, no liquor. Pasco, full nude, full liquor. So you got to go to Pasco County. And Kendall seems to. Oh, Kendall hung up. Why did Kendall hang up? I was going to go to you, Kendall.
In most strip clubs, it's also liquor in the front, poker in the rear.
Ba-dum-bump.
Now I got to turn my back on
I was like, what? You can play poker in the back?
Oh, God. Jerrica! I have the dumbest show on the radio.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real. Raw. Radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.